chapter 4, natural law, part of the law of God. The same law obtains in the spiritual as in the natural world. The transgression of the physical law is transgression of God's law. Our Creator is Jesus Christ. Every law governing the human machinery is to be considered just as truly divine in origin, in character, and in importance as the Word of God. Every careless action, any abuse put upon the wonderful mechanism by disregarding His specified laws of the human habitation is a violation of God's law. This law embraces the treatment of the entire being. God's law is written by His own finger upon every nerve, every muscle, every faculty which has been entrusted to man. God has formed laws to govern every part of our constitutions, and these laws which He has placed in our being are divine. And for every transgression there is a fixed penalty which sooner or later must be realized. Our first duty, one which we owe to God, to ourselves, and to our fellow men, is to obey the laws of God, which include the laws of health. The laws governing the physical nature are as truly divine in their origin and character as the law of the Ten Commandments. Man is fearfully and wonderfully made, for Jehovah has inscribed His law by His own mighty hand on every part of the human body. It is just as much a sin to violate the laws of our being as to break one of the Ten Commandments, for we cannot do either without breaking God's law. The human being who is careless and reckless of the habits and practices that concern his physical life and health sins against God. A violation of these laws is a violation of the immutable law of God, and the penalty will surely follow.